Next case.
Case number 12911, Sierra Village, seeks variances from the separation distance and side yard setback requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located south of Skyview Street and on the west side of Delaware Avenue within the Sierra Village Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 20020 Delaware Avenue, Lot K48 in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. Tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310, Unit 3218. Applicant is seeking a 5-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed shed to the mobile home on Lot L47, a 3.8-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement for proposed shed to the landing on K50, a 3.6-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed mobile home to the mobile home on Lot K50, a 6.3-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed landing to the mobile home on Lot K50, a 1.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed mobile home to the mobile home on Lot K50, a 5.3-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed landing to the mobile home on Lot K50, a 2.3-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback for the proposed AC. We have 13 mail returns, 0 support, and 0 opposition.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
I am Amy Bennett, 19837 Sierra Avenue in Rehoboth Beach.
Where we're firm testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you.
I'd just like to start with correcting the record. I don't know if our survey had a slight update. For the proposed landing, I have a variance of 6.7 feet. For the distance between the proposed dwelling and the neighboring dwelling, 1.11. And for the first landing, 5.9. I think we have just a few inches in difference.
Can you run that one by me again? I just want to make sure I have it right.
Here for the landing number 2, 6.7. Between the two dwellings, 1.11. And from landing number 1, 5.9. And at the rear of the home between the proposed shed and the neighboring landing, 3.8.
Do we have an updated site plan? Because I think you went right from the site plan we had from November 30th. Right, Ms. Norwood?
I have the stamp copy if you want it, but I just doodled on it.
I mean, Ms. Norwood can check that to make sure that we're those figures are right. But I just want to make sure we have them right in the record. I think they were. I thought your numbers jived with what we had, so I'm curious where the difference would be. If you look at here, we've numbered them in that order. I don't know if it's easy for you to go up and look at it.
Yeah, so we had I think they shifted a few inches. I have 16.4 here, followed by 16.4, 13.5, 18.1, and 14.3.
So it looks like you have a different site plan than what we have.
I think that when they
see what you have?
The stamped copy, they maybe shifted it a couple of inches.
Yeah, it does appear to be different.
Copy we have isn't sealed, so you're saying that one's sealed by the surveyor?
If we could have that, because I'm just curious, because they're both dated the same date, I guess. But that's fine. I just want to make sure that we have the right one. If you hand that down to Ms. Norwood, if you would, that she can take
a
look at that.
Thank you for noticing that and bringing that to our attention.
Yeah, it's important. It's a good thing to catch.
Love not to have to come back a second time. Paper out here. As you guys are familiar with Sierra Village, the community was built back in the 50s and the 60s before the zoning was in effect, which leads to the uniqueness of the property that we have. Our lots are much more narrow than the present day lots would would be. And over the years, the size of the homes have grown. We're placing a standard-size home that is consistent with other homes in the neighborhood, in the community. The home that we are proposing is actually narrower than the prior home that was there, so the footprint is less wide. But we can't place the home without needing a variance because of the narrowness of the lot. We are seeking a variance to allow reasonable use of the land. The difficulty has not been created by ourselves, rather than just the unique historical layout of the community. And it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. If anything, it'll actually, bring the neighborhood up. The home that was there previously was surrendered to the community by the next of kin because it had mold issues. So it was failing and could not be recovered. So the replacement is necessary. And again, it's a single family home to single family home with a more narrow than what was previously there.
So this is for a replacement house?
Correct.
Okay. Neighbors on either side okay with this?
Yes.
Questions? You know when the original trailer was placed?
Yeah, it's actually on, I believe, Jennifer, is it showing, reflecting on the survey that I just gave you, the outline of the old?
Yes, it is.
So it is slightly longer because we moved the home up forward in the lot. We placed the shed behind the home because of the separation distances on the side. If we had placed the shed to the side, we've only had like 6-7 feet. So that wouldn't have worked out. So we put it behind, moved the house forward a little bit, and the prior home had an addition on it. So we're alleviating some of the width by not placing a double, basically, was what was there before.
Mr. Sharp?
Just looks like that home on K50 is pretty close to the lot line. Is that accurate?
That is accurate.
And the one that I'm looking at, I just want to make sure there's not a change from the one that you just submitted, but it looks like there's two entrances on the southwest side of the property, but none on the
Correct.
Northeast.
We have the manufacturer reverse aisle so that we can place a lot as far, place the home as far to the lot setback as possible.
You got a little more room on that side of the lot there.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12911 for Sierra Village and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12911 for Sierra Village for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. The property does have unique physical conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
And before we vote on that, I just want to verify, Ms. Norwood, do we have the updated variances?
Sure.
Wait. I read them in this paper. It was a 3.6, not 3.8 from the 20-foot. Separation requirement between the shed and landing. 6.5 foot variance from the 20 foot separation from the proposed landing to the mobile home on lot K50. There was also a 1.9 foot variance from the 20 foot separation requirement from the proposed mobile home to the mobile home on lot K50. And a 5.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement.
Which ones did those replace?
2, 4, 5, and 6.
All right, so no additional ones, just
Right.
a replacement of the ones you had stated previously.
And 1, 3, and 7 were the same, Matt.
Okay, very good, thank you.
Yep.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So they vote a 5-0, your case is approved. Thank you.